Nearly all of the Democratic senators from Texas are in Albuquerque, New Mexico. 11 of the 12 Democratic state senators fled a special legislative session to protest Republican-led efforts to redraw the state's congressional districts. Wayne Slater, a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, joins me from Austin. Good morning.
Good morning.
This sounds very familiar.
It does. I think you've heard this joke before. Pretty soon, I think Texas legislators are going to run out of states to go to do their business.
Sounds like their escape was well choreographed.
Boy, it was. I mean, we were upstairs on the third floor of the Texas Senate yesterday, of the state capitol. There was a caucus meeting of Texas Democrat senators. The lieutenant governor, who's Republican, went in a couple of times. At one point, the lieutenant governor left. We and the press followed him into the chamber, getting ready for today's session. At that point, the Democrats slipped out of a side door, went downstairs to waiting cars. Airplanes, two private jets, were waiting at the airport, and a block of hotel rooms had already been set up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So this was well planned.
The old misdirection play, and
yes,
you bought it.
And the reporters were somewhere else.
Now, why New Mexico?
Well, you know, there are a couple of good reasons, and one is it's an adjacent state, so it's not that far away. But most importantly, that's the state that has a Democratic governor, Bill Richardson. The Democrat members of the Texas Senate certainly don't want to go to a state where there is a Republican governor. This is not simply a Texas battle to redraw congressional lines. Tom DeLay, the majority leader, has been instrumental in encouraging this process. The White House, political guru Karl Rove, has been in frequent communication trying to do this. It's an opportunity for the National Republican Party to pick up five, maybe six congressional seats in one fell swoop. So they didn't want to go to a state where you have a Republican governor who might do something to arrest them and have them return to Texas.
Well, they thought they were going to be incarcerated or something?
In fact, this matter is in dispute, but the Texas lieutenant governor yesterday issued a call on the Senate and said that there is a provision in the Constitution that allows the arrest, the coercive arrest of lawmakers who are absent. Now, he also said it's not likely they're going to do that with members in another state, but technically an arrest warrant has been issued by the Senate president. And these members, if they were to return to Texas, could theoretically be arrested. Now, Democrats immediately say, A, that certainly would look awful, and B, if they do, our lawyers, our Democratic lawyers, say we'd sue whoever tried to arrest us for kidnapping. It's a beautiful experiment in democracy here.
Well, it's too late to look awful, isn't it?
Well, you know, you wonder who looks worse in this process, the Democrats who keep running off to another state to avoid doing their work, presumably, or the Republican governor and the Republican leadership in Texas who say no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, and no matter how much taxpayer money we spend, we're going to keep calling them back into special session until they do what we want. It's not a pretty picture.
Well, the last time they went to Oklahoma, and somebody got the Homeland Security Office involved.
That's right, and that was Tom DeLay's office, and there were a couple of calls. The FAA got involved. I suspect that none of that is happening now, in part because that happened quickly with when there was an effort to try to find out where the Democrats had gone. In this case, the Democrat senators flew to New Mexico, and once they got safely out of state, they called a news conference and said, "Here we are."
Any idea when they're coming back?
Well, it's a showdown. I mean, we have no idea. Again, the Democrats say we're willing to stay here, out of state, out of Austin, as long as it takes to kill the effort to redraw lines. The governor's office and Senate leaders yesterday said we're going to keep calling them back into special session as long as it takes until they finally show up. They can't stay away forever. Bob, it's anybody's guess.
Wayne Slater is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News and co-author of the book Bush's Brain, How Karl Rove Made George W. Bush Presidential.